This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back.
Hey, we are back. I want to tell you about He signed the House Bill 1052 into law, which was the wildlife, didn't even name the bill, Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012. Let's talk to Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan.
What's up?
I have an unusual question. I've been ill for about 6 months. Today is my first day out, and my friends have volunteered to take me across the bridge to a good fish dinner or sandwich.
All right. Now, across the Bay Bridge?
Yeah, I'm in Baltimore.
Right, Baltimore. Okay. So you want me to give you the name of a good restaurant on the Eastern Shore where you can get a good fish dinner? All right. Well, if you don't want to go too far, go right down there on the other side of the Kent Narrows Bridge and go to the Fisherman's Inn. It's a nice place. Yeah, it's a nice place. It's right on the water, and I'm sure you get what you want right there.
Yeah. What about Bennett Point Road? Is there anything back in there?
Bennett Point Road? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I mean, do your friends know, you know, the area? I mean, are they good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you were up in the Frederick area, I could tell you where to get a great rockfish sandwich. But if you're going down the Eastern Shore and you don't want to go all that far, let me just point you to Fisherman's Inn. Yeah, it's easy to get to.
What was that?
Oh, it's just a little corner store off. Off of 144, right beside the fairgrounds up there.
Frederick Fairgrounds, of course.
Yeah, it's called.
Does it have a name?
It's called Beef and Buns.
I'm sorry, Beef?
Beef and Buns.
I'm sorry, I'm having bad reception.
Beef?
B-E-F.
And Buns.
A bun. Beef and Buns.
Yes, and it's right. It's right on Pat.
Second, near the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's right across from. It's right on 144. It's right. It's right across from. Let's see, what's it across from? The PNC Bank. There's a Roy Rogers there. There's a Sheetz convenience store there. It's on the right hand side going. In towards the town of Frederick on 144.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
You got it?
Bye.
Fisherman's Inn?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. Glad to recommend any non-sponsor to our listeners. today it's his birthday. It's my birthday last week, his birthday today. You know, what can I say? Bill sounded like he might have a couple years on me, though. Potentially. All right. On the 22nd. What day was that? What day was the 22nd? Yesterday was the 24th. Wednesday. Governor Martin O'Malley signed House Bill 1052 into law. The legislation, sponsored by Delegate Wendell Beitzel and Delegate Barbara Fresh, will improve the enforcement of wildlife laws and deter wildlife poaching. They didn't even name the bill. Can you imagine that? The bill is called the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012. Poaching is an intolerable criminal act, said Maryland Department of Natural Resources Secretary John R. Griffin. We appreciate Delegate Beitzel and Delegate Frush's support and leadership to help us properly penalize those who violate wildlife in our state. House Bill 1052 will increase accountability for hunters as the legislation authorizes DNR to suspend the hunting license and hunting privileges of individuals convicted of egregious poaching violations. As an avid hunter, I was very troubled to hear of individuals who failed to hunt game responsibly, said Delegate Beitzel. My legislation establishes an appropriate penalty for those who abuse their responsibility to abide by our wildlife laws. Now the courts and DNR may revoke hunting privileges after a conviction on charges for game violations. Maryland's, quote, Maryland sportsmen have no tolerance for those who violate our wildlife laws, said David Sutherland, chair of the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation. Led by sportsmen and defended by sportsmen, this historic act makes clear that poaching of wildlife in Maryland must come to an immediate halt or face the loss of up to 5 years of hunting privileges in the free state. David Sutherland. David Sutherland, chairman of the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation, was part of the driving force that got this legislation together. David called together a meeting of individuals who were landowners and interested sportsmen. I was pleased and proud to be selected as a member of that roundtable discussion. In that discussion, we met with Delegate Wendell Beitzel and hammered out some, well, we shared some information and we hammered out some language along with and including Bill Miles, co-chair of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, and others. Some people in wildlife were also at the second meeting. Again, landowners, concerned sportsmen, people who have had animals poached from their property, people who are engaged in protecting their deer and practicing quality deer management, and came up with a plan. And Bill Miles did what he does, and that is shepherded the legislation through the landmine process of the General Assembly, and give Bill Miles all the credit in the world for doing what he did. And at the final push, as the bill languished in the Senate committee, sportsmen rallied to push the co-chairman of the Senate committee, Environmental Committee, that would be Senator Dyson, to move this legislation out of committee and put it for a vote. It had already been voted on 135-1 in the House and passed, and it just needed to go to the Senate, where it eventually passed the Senate. So we have, in the entire General Assembly, we only had one vote against the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act, which gave the department administrative authority to suspend licenses and privileges. The same authority that fisheries has and has had for about 3 years now. So, again, a good thing. People who complain about poachers, now there's another arrow in the quiver of the department to help penalize those who violate the law. And we're all for it and proud to be a part of it. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'd like to hear from you. I said we'd like to hear from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680. I'd like to hear from you about your opinions on anything we've talked about this morning, or start a new subject. You want to talk about wildlife? You want to talk about, well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about here in a minute. Let me get a coffee. Let me get a little drink here. All right. Got some callers coming on now. But I want to tell you to be on the lookout for white-tailed deer. You know, normally along the roadways. Normally in the fall, we've got a lot of there's Vince wants to talk about rockfish. Good. We've got a lot of white-tailed deer out and about in the fall. And people don't even think about it in the spring. But here's what's going on. As the does look for places to give birth to their fawns, they're traveling. And a lot of lone does are getting hit on the highways. They're traveling, you know, across the roads. They're looking for a nice spot to give birth to their fawns. And also, once the fawns are born, they tend to separate the, if there's, you know, it's usually two fawns. They tend to separate the two fawns. And they can be as much as 200-300 yards apart, with the doe keeping an eye on both of them somewhere in the middle. So she's traveling. She's traveling back and forth to feed her fawns. You know, they feed on milk, obviously. So she's traveling back and forth. She's resting up during the day. She's keeping them hidden, and she keeps them separated to kind of keep the species going. And, you know, if one fawn is discovered, you know, by a predator, it only gets to take one. It doesn't get to get both of them. And, of course, she will vigorously defend her her young. But a lot of doe travel, a lot of doe movement this time of year, so just be careful out there on the highways and byways. And they can walk out in front of you in the middle of the day. They're looking for, they're looking for fields, particularly hay fields and things like that to give birth. And we know that farmers feel bad when they're mowing their hay crop and they come across fawns that have been dropped in the field. That's just the way it is. So, but be watching for those does. I'm seeing them hit everywhere, everywhere. I mean, I travel a lot. I'm on the road 1,000 miles a week, and I'm seeing them hitting Southern Maryland. I'm seeing them hitting Baltimore and Carroll County. So just be careful out there. The does are getting ready to give birth to the fawns, and they are traveling. Let's talk to Vince. Rockfish capital of the world, North Carolina. What do you want to talk about there, Vince?
Oh, man, I didn't know there was such a place.
What, North Carolina?
Well, no.
Oh.
The rockfish capital of the world in North Carolina. Roanoke Rapids, that's what they call themselves.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the Roanoke River's pretty big. It's the first time I've seen it.
Right.
But apparently, March and April, the rockfish come up through the Outer Banks,
right,
and come up in there and spawn, and they have big tournaments and everything.
Really? On those spawning fish, huh?
Yeah. I went,
what?
You've got to be kidding me.
It's a different world.
And they have big tournaments and everything.
It's a different world, buddy. Yep, it's a different world.
Holy mackerel.
Yep.
And they're really, really trying to promote it.
Is that right?
Yeah, they have these. They have a contest in town. They have these huge fish sculptures that are painted up and everything, you know, the rockfish in different ways with artists. And they're trying to promote this as the rockfish capital of the world and fishing tournaments and everything.
Are they calling them rockfish, or are they calling them striped bass?
No, they're calling them rockfish.
Really? Where is it again?
Roanoke Rapids, right across the line, the Virginia line.
Roanoke Rapids.
Below, I guess, Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere down there. Okay. Well, Richmond's in the center of the state, but yeah.
I didn't realize that there was so much fishing pressure on spawning fish down in that area.
Huh. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy. Yep. I'll tell you one thing they do have right there, Alan.
What's that?
We decided that we were going to go visit this lake outside this area. We were down there in our travel trailer just breaking it in that we just bought.
Right.
And we're about 8 miles out of town, two-lane road, and we see this big orange triangle sign that says inmates at work. So we slow down a little bit, and here these inmates are. They got road things, you know, on the back of their backs, it says inmates, and there's this little hill, and it's got about 3-4 feet of grass. They got their boys there with hand sickles.
Right.
Two guys standing there, one on the hill and one down, wearing sunglasses with big shotguns.
Man, it's like Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, and we get past it, right?
Yeah.
And my wife says, did you notice anything? I said, yeah, I noticed an old school bus. She says, yeah, but they weren't pulling porta potties for them.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know,
yeah.
At least they got something right.
What we have here, Mr. Cool Hand Luke, He's a failure to communicate.
Yeah, I think they got a problem in Maryland with a failure to communicate on the right way to take care of these things.
Oh, man.
Poachers.
Huh?
I said maybe that's what they ought to do to the poachers.
Yeah, that. Hey, you know what? A poacher chain gang. I think that's great.
I think that's
Make them clean up the road kills.
That's right, and the beaches.
Well, you can make them clean up the beaches, too, sure. All right, Vince. Well, look, have a good holiday weekend, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
How about that? Let's talk to Tom in Parkville. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I don't normally call in, but I have a friend of mine. I listen to your show every Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that.
I have a friend of mine that goes up to Pretty Boy Fishing.
Yeah.
And he's been up there about a half dozen times, and he can't really seem to catch anything.
Huh.
And I told him I'd call in the show and get your opinion on what to use and what kind of rigs to use up there.
What's he fishing for?
He owns a restaurant, and he doesn't get much time off. And when he does, he lives up near there.
Yeah.
And, he goes up there fishing to relax. And he
sure.
Says,
does he fish off the bank, or does he have a boat?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, he doesn't have a boat or anything.
Oh, he fishes up. Okay. All right, Tom. Do you have email?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't have email. Okay.
You're real literate.
Yeah. All right. Well,
just off the top of your head.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can use up there. I mean, it depends on what he wants to catch. I mean, it's pretty spread out area up there, and the fish are pretty spread out there as well. But what I would do would be concentrate on if he can find where any water comes in, any of the streams come in, and wants to fish there. I'd simply use some live bait and go for white perch. There's a lot of white perch up there. And, you know, you see them in schools and that type of thing. Just use some night crawlers or something like that and put them out there on a bobber or on the bottom and just, you know, just wait it out. Just that's the most relaxing fishing I can think of. And that might be one thing. And he could pick up anything else out there, too. Now, you know, fishing off the bank, you're limited. You fish in a boat.
Yeah,
you can go and fish off the points and things like that. And there's not a lot of land access up there where you can stand on the bank and fish. So, but if I were doing it, I wanted to catch a bass from the shore, I'd probably get some shiners and fish them on a bobber. And just wait it out, or I'd fish some night crawlers on the bottom for white perch or carp or whatever. I don't know what else to tell you on that. If you without a boat, you're pretty tough shape.
Yeah,
you know it's not one of the best places to fish from the bank. If I were doing it, it would be Loch Raven fishing from the bank. That way you could throw some spinners for pickerel, or you could fish for crappies or something like that. But Pretty Boy's a little tougher to fish.
I appreciate the input, Alan.
No problem. I'm sorry about that. It's just a tough spot to go.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe that's his problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he wants to go fishing and use lures and things like that, tell him to go to Loch Raven and fish for, you know, especially in the upper end, the northern end there. He can fish for pickerel or pike or bass or whatever from the shore. There's a lot more accessibility there.
All right.
Or he can go to the Loch Raven Fishing Center and rent a boat.
There you go.
So that's all right. It's all simple.
I appreciate the input, Alan.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Tom. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Well, let's see what we can come up with here. Where'd my stuff go? I always have trouble keeping my information together here, especially during the course of a show. All right. Now, here we go. Yeah, we can do that. All right. Let's see who else we got here on the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Dave Miller from Baltimore. Nice yellow perch, 14 and a half inches from Loch Raven. Karen Longshore from Sunbury, Ohio. Striped bass, 41 and a half inches out of Tillman. Another striped bass, 44 inches. Alan Nystrom from Woodbridge, Virginia. Breezy Point. Dylan Richards, 25 and a quarter inch smallmouth from Conowingo. He's from Elkton. That's a big, big, big smallmouth. That's a big smallmouth. Jesse Dawson, bullhead catfish, 15 and 3/4 inches from Deep Creek Lake. Michael Thrawn from Olney, Maryland, a striped bass from Assateague in the surf. Think of that. Luke Feinstock from Middle River, chain pickerel, 25 inches. Chestnut Cove and Wilson Bridge area. Dustin Shade from Cumberland, Maryland, a big old rainbow trout. Look at that, 27 inches from Batty Mixon Fishing, whatever that is, fishing something. John Prado from Clarksburg, Pennsylvania, striped bass, 40 inches from Chesapeake Bay. What do these people all have in common? Well, they're all now part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, where you, too, could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. All you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or check out the little guidebook that comes with your fishing license. It has Lefty Cray on the front, and that's who's being honored this year in the Fishing Challenge. Or you could visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov, for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim. And now Diamond Jim is swimming in Chesapeake Bay. We got him tagged the other day, and him and a bunch of imposters, dozens of them, are out there swimming around. And if you catch Diamond Jim by the end of June, he's worth $10,000. That's right. He's just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim. Catch an imposter, and it's worth $500. Once again, it's www.dnr.state.md.us. Maryland Fishing Challenge 2012, featuring Diamond Jim and honoring Lefty Cray. See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. As you know, if you travel regularly, airport screening has had its share of blunders, embarrassments, and controversy. And the Transportation Security Administration, once again, is trying to change that. Wall Street Journal aviation correspondent Scott McCartney says the TSA knows it needs to improve.
There are real questions about TSA's hiring, about training, and I think the agency largely right now is focused on rolling out new programs with the hope that they will eventually help make the situation better.
Hard to see how certain incidents don't demonstrate a lack of common sense on the part of TSA personnel.
A four-year-old girl traveling with her mother and grandmother, and the grandmother gets tagged for a pat-down, and the four-year-old girl runs up to Granny and gives her a hug. And then the TSA agent says, well, you came in contact with the grandmother, now we have to pat down the four-year-old.
Scott says so-called trusted traveler programs are a step in the right direction. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
This is Charles Osgood. If you own a small business and want to get more done, there's one place you need to go. The UPS Store. They're locally owned in your neighborhood and can help in so many ways, from professional printing services to help with presentations and marketing materials to mailbox services, where they'll receive your mail and sign for packages so you don't have to wait around. And of course, they are the packing and shipping experts. The UPS Store is one place that offers countless ways to help your small business.
We love logistics. To find the location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
If you want to go to the London 2012 Olympic Games, there's one place you need to go, and it's not a track or a gymnasium. It's a place in your neighborhood. Use your Visa card at the UPS store from May 5th to June 5th, and you'll be entered for a chance to win one of six trips for two to the Olympics. Courtesy of Visa, worldwide sponsor of the London 2012 Olympic Games. It's one incredible opportunity.
Available at participating locations. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Offer ends 6/5/2012. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older as of 5/5/2012. For official rules, visit visit theupsstore.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Yeah, we thought we'd send this out to Vince in Chestertown.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying,
cutting grass, North Carolina, in a school bus, under the watchful eye of the sheriff deputy.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Using those hand sickles.
Gang.
All right, we're done. Let's talk to Chuck in Dundalk. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I agree with that chain gang idea.
There you go. Yeah. No porta potties.
That's yeah, you left that part out at the end, didn't you?
Well, that's what Vince said. That's what Vince said. No porta potties.
Well, that's how Luke got away because of no porta potties.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Alan, right. I got a question for you.
I can eat 50 hard boiled eggs.
That's right. He did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. What's the question?
Okay. They had a proposal this year to limit from $2 to $1 in the whitetail.
That's right.
Have they finalized that yet?
Yes, sir. That's actually in the new edition of the whole proposal thing is in the new edition of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and I invite people to pick up a copy of that if they can find it, or go online to www.marylandhuntingquarterly.com. A whole article in there about the proposals. But since you called, I'll be more than glad to share that with you, what we've got. Let's see. The buck bag limit. This is right from the Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
The proposal was to create a statewide bag limit for antlered deer. A statewide. That's key right there. That's important. That's region A and B. Okay?
Right.
Because what was going on was guys were killing a bunch of bucks. They were checking them in Region A, even though they didn't hunt them in Region A, and they were checking them in Region B. You understand, it was two separate bag limits, and it was $2 per season, right?
Yeah.
So these guys were killing all these bucks and checking them in different regions. So they put an end to that. It's now a statewide bag limit. The proposal was to create a statewide bag limit for antlered deer and reduce the overall buck bag limit to 3 per year, 1 per weapon season, 1 in bow season, 1 in firearm season, 1 in muzzleloader season, all right? Now, hunters in Region B will have an option to take one additional bonus buck in Region B, one additional bonus buck. During the weapon season of their choice, after purchasing a bonus antler deer stamp, and after taking two antlerless deer in Region B during any deer hunting season. So let me break that down for you. You go out in archery season, and you want to kill a buck. You kill your buck. You want to kill a second buck. You got to kill your two does.
In that season.
If you want to take a buck, well, not necessarily.
Okay, that's
not necessarily because.
I'm picking up on that what you said.
Okay. Okay. So here's what you kill one early, you kill a buck early,
right?
And you want to hunt the rut. When the you know the potential there to kill a really nice big buck. Okay, you got to take your two does and then buy your bonus stamp. But if the early muzzleloader season comes in between, let's say, the early archery season and the rut, and you want to kill a doe, another buck in the rut with your bow, you can kill your two does in the muzzleloader season. And then buy your bonus stamp and kill your second buck in the archery season. But then you're done as far as the second buck is concerned. You understand it's one buck per season. There's a bonus tag that you can use in any season you want. You still got to kill your two does, but you can kill them in any season prior to taking your second buck.
Okay.
You with me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you can take one doe in archery season. You can take one doe in muzzleloader season. And if you want to kill your second buck in archery season, you buy your stamp and take it in archery season. If you want to wait till firearm season and you've already got your two does, let's say you killed two does in muzzleloader season, and you want to kill your second buck in firearm season, you can do that.
Okay. Yeah, before you had to kill those two does
in that season. That's right. And right. Now it's hunter's choice.
Okay.
So you get out there. You get out there the first day of firearm season. You don't see a buck. So you kill two does. Now you can buy a bonus stamp, and you can kill two bucks in firearm season. And if you don't kill the second one in firearm season, you can kill the second one in muzzleloader season. As long as you've got your two does down, you can purchase a bonus tag.
Okay, that's good.
You like that?
Yeah, and. I'll tell you,
it's going to take a season for people to understand it.
Oh yeah,
you know, but it's a keep in mind it's a statewide buck limit.
Right.
So you know you can't go I'll just go up to Washington County or Allegheny County and or check one in as I killed it up there, which is what was going on. Guys were killing bucks and checking them in Region A. Well, now that's done. That option is over.
Alan, I don't think that's the only fraud that was going on.
Oh, it was not. It was not. And look,
when they did away with the weigh stations,
I agree.
They have no physical way of showing that you shot two does in between the two bucks.
I understand. And you know what, though, Chuck? If you look at the raw data, if you look at the numbers, it wasn't as big a problem as people think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It got talked about a lot. But if you looked at what was actually checked in and the number of people that actually checked deer in, you know, it wasn't perceived to be as large of a problem as possible as people think it was.
Right.
I mean, percentage wise, it was almost negligible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you talk to the deer managers, they'll tell you the same thing. And they also say, we figure that in, you know. These ghost deer, we figured in. People want to kill bucks, and that's the thing. You know, I'm not driven to kill bucks as much as I used to be. I was never driven to kill bucks. I mean, I've been killing does since I was 13, 14 years old.
There's no recipe for horns, right?
There is not. I mean, you can make a nice back scratcher out of it. It makes a nice looking trophy on the wall if you want to do that. You know, you can. It's a, like I said, but you can stir the soup with it, but you can't eat them. And, you know, for a kid to take a buck, his first buck, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is a guy that continues to take throughout his life 4 points and 6 points and has no regard for, you know, for
increasing.
You know, trying to better himself. You know, if it's brown, it's down. If you were brought up in that world and that philosophy, okay, that's one thing. But, you know, you can change your thinking. And you know what it takes to change your thinking? To kill a really nice buck.
Oh, yeah.
Once you kill a really nice buck, you go...
You don't want to settle for...
You know what? Well, exactly. And, you know, look, I'm a great believer in hunting. I love hunting. And it depends on the circumstance in which I find myself, whether or not I'm going to take a smaller buck, whether I'm going to take a doe, whatever it might be. If I'm on a managed hunt, you know, I'll take does, I'll take button bucks, whatever comes out, I'm on a managed hunt. I'm trying to reduce the deer population.
Right.
All right? If I'm on private property
and hunting a farm where, you know, I know the potential for a trophy buck is there, and I know that the landowners don't particularly like to have the button buck shot, I'm checking every deer. I'm not even shooting a small deer. I'm shooting a big long-nosed doe for meat, or I'm waiting for that buck. And I'll pass up buck after buck after buck after buck because I know what's there. I know what's on the property, and I know what the potential is. So I'll go a season and not kill a buck there, okay?
Right.
But if I'm on another property, and let's say I'm a guest and I've got permission to hunt a property, and a nice six-point shows up, I'm killing it. You know, I may not wait for an eight-point or a ten-point just because I know that there's not that quality of deer there.
Right.
So it depends on the circumstance, and you judge that. In general, I'm looking for a bigger rack. If I'm on the shore, or if I'm if I'm somewhere where I know the potential's there, that for a trophy buck to show up, I'm not shooting six point. I'm not shooting first thing that shows up. I'll wait for a doe. If I even kill a deer on that property that year, so. That's just the way it is. And, you know, everybody has to put their own limits and their own self-control on there. But, you know, once you've taken a nice deer and you realize the potential there to take a nice deer, you go, you know, I wonder if I could top that one. Or I wonder if I could equal that one again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a learning curve. So I don't care if I kill a buck or not. I've gone a lot. It's been since I've killed a few bucks. Over the last few years, and it depends on, again, the circumstance, but I haven't killed a really, really nice rack buck that I would consider a, quote, trophy for maybe 10 years. But that's just because I haven't had the opportunity. So
that's right.
Or I've seen him and haven't had the shot at him. I struck one last year that I told the story about that escaped. Unfortunate situation. Another fellow shot it the next day. Really nice buck. I would have been very pleased and proud with that. Now, I've killed a few bucks that, you know, they went in the pot. But a really, really, really nice buck that I've waited for, been a long time. So, and I think I'm typical. I think I'm a typical guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I'm. I don't consider myself a trophy hunter. I don't consider, you know, I don't have to have a Pope and Young on my wall every year. I don't have to have a, you know, trophy buck. And I just enjoy the whole deer hunting experience. And people, I've been criticized because I say, you know, hey, if I don't see a deer, I like looking at the birds, or I like learning about nature. I like hearing a fox bark, or I like seeing the squirrels. What's wrong with that? That's why I'm out there. I just like to be in the outdoors. I don't have to kill something to enjoy the hunting experience.
Yeah, those animals give you a lot of free entertainment.
They do, man. You're not kidding. And you know what? Unlike growing up with cartoons and Disney and all that, not one of them has ever spoken one word to me.
Yeah, isn't that disappointing?
Yeah, you know.
A bird on your shoulder and all that stuff?
I know. I know. It's funny. Huh. Isn't that something? All right, buddy.
Okay, Al.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for letting me rant. I'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's see. Okay. Probably ought to take another break, huh? What's in your bed? Your pickup truck bed, that is. Well, I'd recommend that you protect your truck bed with a Linex protective spray-on coating, bed liner coating from Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, just like I did. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Now, if you want color, I got the basic black. It looks sharp on my silver truck. It really does. But if I wanted silver, I could have had that. All I had to do is tell Bobby Hawkins at Bay Linex what I wanted, and he would have fixed it up. All he had to do was get my paint code off my engine, and he could have mixed up a batch of Linex with Kevlar, and matched my truck exactly, and it will look cool too. Now, Bay Linex Glen Burnie can do that. Linex brand bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction.
Bayline X of Glen Burnie also can provide mobile service to come to your house, your job site, or your farm and take care of any equipment that you need to have a protective coating applied to, or maybe an underground tank, secondary containment, you name it. They can treat it. They can even spray your deck, or they can spray your new garage floor, your new basement floor. They'll take care of that, too, and put a Linex Aspartex lining in that, and you will have a permanent floor that's just unbelievable. Well, we invite you to visit Bay Linex of Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com or stop by 400 Arundel Corporation Road, Bay I, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or you can get there off Ritchie Highway. That's Arundel Corporation Road. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. Mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Linex of Glen Burnie, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
All right. Let's see who's on the line. I think we'll call Bud. Let's see here. Down at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. Phone number is 410. Hey, Bud, it's Alan.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Great, buddy. How are you doing?
Just fine, thanks.
Good. How's the fishing?
Fishing actually is starting to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some chummers do pretty good on Pedigree. I'm assuming the fish will be moving into the mud flats real soon, but it's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, we're down at the power plant yesterday, did a little jigging and used some peeler crab and caught some nice fish. And
good.
Yeah, we had a good day. And you know, it's a smaller resident fish now, but right. How about up coming up the bay? I mean, you said Pedigree, but...
Yeah, Pedigree, 7-foot knoll has a few fish. I'm assuming now they're going to be on Bakken Point. We got a load of people in here this morning that are all going out chumming.
Good.
And we'll really get a really better handle on it after this weekend.
Good, man, good.
But we've had some hardheads on Pedigree also.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And you know how well they've been doing down the bay with them.
Yeah, been doing well. So good. All right, man. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Maybe swing by and see you today or maybe middle early middle next week. What do you
Whatever's
think?
Whatever's good for you.
Yeah,
friend.
We got we got your thing done for you. It's really cool looking.
Great. Can't wait to see it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
buddy. See you, bud. I know he's busy. So there's the fishing report from Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road, Pasadena. Take Route 100. Hit Mountain Road. Head towards Gibson Island, 2.5 miles on the right. Crab and Supplies has great crab steamers and all the bait and fishing advice and fishing tackle you could need, want, or desire. Let's talk to Lou in Reisterstown and then Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Lou. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. I got a call from a friend of mine that's fishing down Tangiers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, left a voicemail, and he says, hey, good morning. He says, this is Lucky John here. Give me a call.
Yeah.
And I called him, and he said, well, he says, I was on the pier, and my friend says, get that fish in here. And it looked like it might have been bleeding, but it was a rockfish, and he got it in, and it had a red tag on it.
A red tag. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said, oh, boy.
Thought it was Diamond Jim, did he?
He says, I'm going to get one of the most beautiful hats.
That's right. That's right.
And a certificate, he said.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are a number of tagged rockfish out there, and they have a lot of different tags in them. Maybe we'll have to share that here in the next couple of weeks about the different types of tags. They're not all Diamond Jim. Diamond Jim typically has a bright green chartreuse spaghetti tag. The red tag is a different type of study, and I think there's orange tags and yellow tags and who knows what else. So,
well, where do they release those fish?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. And they'll be able to tell him when he calls that tag number in.
So, sure.
Yeah.
One other thing I read about 10 years ago in one of the fishing magazines, and they had released a fish in Nanticoke.
Yep.
And 6 days later, somebody caught it off the coast of Maine.
That's not a surprise. Yep.
Surprise, you say?
That's not a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what... So,
look, here's the deal. I said this 20 years ago, and people laughed at me. It is very simple. Why you can fish one spot today, fish the same spot tomorrow, and not do as well as you did yesterday. Fish swim. It's a simple statement.
Yeah.
It sounds stupid.
That's what they do.
But fish swim. That's right. They know where they're going. They know how to get there. And they swim. They just they may leave. They may follow the bait fish. They may, they may have a salinity issue. They may have a spawning urge. They may have a spawning urge that's been satisfied. Now they're on their way back out. The fish tend to migrate, just like a little common American eel. Eels hatch in the Sargasso Sea, and they come and swim up our rivers, and you catch them in the in the Juniata River up in Pennsylvania. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was pretty.
That is funny, though. You catch it dragging this fish and got a big tag on it, and you're going to be rich and all of this. Hey, you get a hat.
There you go.
That's
all right. Just recognition.
That's right. That's good. All right. Appreciate the call, Lou.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. There he goes. Mike in Randallstown. What's up?
Morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, a couple weeks ago, I stopped by and gave you an article out of the Auto Body Line.
I remember that, yeah.
I think it had to do about rockfish.
Actually, it had to do with menhaden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it right here, Mike.
Oh, did you find any useful information?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's information that we've been talking about the rebuilding the menhaden fish population.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I found it interesting that it was in the... that it was in the Auto Body Line.
Yeah, they run all kinds of unusual articles in there.
Yeah.
Don't pertain to automobiles. You know,
right, exactly.
Very good articles.
Exactly right, yep.
Okay, so it was useful.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. I'll refer back to it. I think there was actually something on menhaden. Somebody's going to file a lawsuit, I believe, Gansler.
Oh, okay.
About they're going to file suit if we don't bring our menhaden... I don't know. I didn't research it well enough to talk about it on the radio show.
Oh, okay.
So, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I hope to help you.
I appreciate it, Mike. Yeah,
okay.
Buddy. Hey, you have a great weekend. Okay, Mike. Are you a vet?
Yes, I am.
Yep. Well, thank you for your service,
well,
buddy.
You're
I appreciate
very welcome.
That.
I appreciate that, and the same goes for me to all the veterans that are listening out there this morning.
There you go, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye bye. All right. Hey, let me tell you about Talk to Me. Tochterman's is located in downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. That's where you'll find them. What you'll find when you walk in the doors, all fishing all the time and nothing but. That's what they do. You walk in, you're surrounded by fishing rods and tackle. It's unbelievable. There's over 1,000 rods on display. You walk towards the back, there's over 600 fishing reels you can lay your hands on and play with if you like. Anything from inexpensive all the way up to the top-of-the-line brands, Shimano and Daiwa and all that, and the best of the best. Spinning, bait casting, fly fishing. They have an entire fly fishing section that has nothing but fly rods and reels and waders and vests and flies and books and how-to and you name it. If you love fly fishing, you got to love Tochterman's, no question about it. Now, upstairs, there's a lure building and a fly-tying supply room. Everything you need to tie flies, all the equipment, all the elements, everything you need to make your own lures, pour your own jigs, your own jig heads, your own weights and all that, it's all there at Tochterman's downtown Baltimore. And the best part of the experience is if you ask a question, somebody has an answer. They have tackle for every type of fishing, not just in Maryland, but in the world. If you want to find out about tarpon fishing in the Isla Mirada, you ask them. Somebody will have an answer for you. Tochterman's, 410-327-6942 in Baltimore. 410-327-6942. Oh, did I mention that they have the best bloodworms? Not in Maryland. Not in the Mid-Atlantic. Not in the entire United States of America, but in the entire Northern Hemisphere, they have the best bloodworms. They are scrumptious and delicious. They tell their bloodworms they're going fishing today, and they're all happy and healthy and ready to go with you on your favorite fishing trip. Well, it's Tochterman's. That's right. It is time for me to say adieu. I want to remind you to remember those who have died for our freedoms on this Memorial Day. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for